Good morning, my little louvers. Today is Monday, March 11th, and these are the astrological aspects for the week ahead. Well, guys, the week of destiny happened last week as stories that were once stalled out suddenly jumped into overdrive. New doors opened while others closed as more of the story was told. This week, the energy is stirring the pot just a bit as we have a lot of minor aspects that will be rolling in. These minor aspects will be pushing us to see things clearly, make some decisions, and understand situations a wee bit better. So guys, let's jump into it and see what the week has in store for us. All right, my loves, Monday the 11th, we have no major, minor, or even emotional aspects. They're like the day off. We can consider this an energetic day off. We do have one thing happening, and that is Venus, the ruler of love and money, will be moving out of Aquarius and into Pisces. That's a really, really great move, as Venus loves to be in Pisces, and she's considered to be in her exaltation while in Pisces. So you can expect starting Monday, May 4th, or sorry, Monday, March 11th, where am I right now, and going until April 11th, that love and money matters will be on an upward trajectory. Love is in the air, either new love or current loves moving to the next level. At work, this will be the time when you can see new job offers rolling in or even promotions arriving at your doorstep. Ask for what you want, my loves, on the love and money fronts. Okay, kids, let's mosey on to Tuesday the 12th, and I hope you got some rest. And because the energy is picking up speed, and it's picking up speed fast. First up, Venus, the ruler of love and money, will come to semi-square the north node of fate. Now, technically, this is a minor stressed aspect, but when I plug into this one, it feels like a choice must be made. So I don't think for most of us out there, this will present as some difficult situation. It just feels like a fork has been thrown in the path. And a choice is sort of up for us. Since Venus is the one coming to the node, a love and or money matter decision is up, and you must choose at this time if you're committing to it or if you're not. So, practical use on that. This is a minor stressed aspect. That's why I think it's a choice, right? This isn't a full square, which is the most stressed of the aspect, and it's coming to the nodes of fate. Sort of just saying, like, are you in or are you out? Are you doing this or aren't you? This can create some doubt in your mind on Tuesday, where you're sort of questioning things. Now, the best thing to do is follow your gut, but also perhaps have conversations. Ask questions, right? Venus controls love and money, so that really touches on a lot of different topics within your lives. This can present itself in a relationship. It can prevent itself with your present itself with a friendship. It can prevent itself or... It can present itself at work, all over the place. So basically, this feels a little bit like the path is splitting and you're going to have to make a decision. Again, it doesn't feel like an earth-shattering decision. It's sort of like, are you doing this or aren't you doing this? Are you going to do this and just sort of see where it goes, or are you tuck and tail and heading for the hills? Next up on the 12th, Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more, will come to semi-square Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosion. So again, a minor stressed aspect. But when I plug into this one, it feels like a tense conversation or some news or communication or information rolling in that could very well change the situation or throw a fork in the road. Since this aspect is coming after Venus to the node, this could be the consequences of your choices coming to the surface at this time. However this hits for you, kids, something is shifting, changing, or revising, and you will be finding out about it on or around Tuesday. All right, kids, also on the 12th, and countering the stressed vibes, we have Venus coming to semi-sextile Pluto, the ruler of the unseen, transformation, and more. So that's a minor positive aspect, also involving Venus. Again, it feels a lot of like choices are up around love and money topics on or around Tuesday. So something on a love and or money matter is getting revealed. Pluto loves to blow the lid off of secrets. feelings could be coming out, offers could be put on the table, and steps could be taken in the right direction. Love and work situations are up one level at this time. Last one for the 12th, Venus will come to have a minor positive aspect with Jupiter, the ruler of fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration. So you see, guys, Tuesday, Venus. She's really ruling the day. So I get a feeling love and money matters are going to be on an uptick, or actually, kind of a push and pull, right? Because we've got two really good ones and then two kind of stressed ones. So love situations are leveling up, but others could be, leveling down, Job offers or promotions are coming in and you're getting to take the next step towards the things that you want. However this hits for you guys, Jupiter vibes are accelerating things very quickly. In the evening, the moon, which controls our emotions, will square off with Pluto, and boy, oh boy, something's coming out. This could be some stressful reveals that are taking place at this time, guys. So buckle up and get ready. All right, guys, Wednesday the 13th. Again, no major or minor aspects. We do have a few emotional ones. The moon will sextile Saturn, offering us a chance to build an emotional structure. Moon will then conjunct Jupiter, accelerating emotional matters to the next level. Well, I'm going to amend that because I do think conjunctions are a little bit of a wild card. So it's going to accelerate emotional matters in some direction. Okay. All right, kittens, Thursday the 14th, and we have some tough choices and actions we need to take as Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to semi-square Chiron. So that could be a little bit of an ouch that comes up on Thursday, on or around Thursday. It could also be that someone doesn't like the decisions you recently made and a conflict could ensue. There's also a chance that some of you will see your past reaching out to you on or around Thursday as they have gotten wind of something and now have more to say. Also on the 14th, Mercury will semi-square Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war. So that could see a situation that Venus and Chiron brought up getting very heated and perhaps a little out of control. Others of you will get the news that actions have been taken or being asked to be taken that you either don't like or perhaps are not on board with. This can see layoffs rolling in or difficult actions needing to be taken. Also on the 14th, the moon, which controls our emotions, will be all over the place, from positive to stressed aspects all in the same day. So you could see the 14th is a very up and down emotional day. All right, my loves, Friday the 15th, and another day of no minor or major aspects. So bizarre. It's like every other day. On the emotional front, Moon will square Venus, sextile Mercury, and square Saturn. So we could see a love and or money matter coming to a stress point, a decision needing to be made, and then we could be tearing something down, as a result. Could be a fairly up and down emotional day. It's going to be emotional, guys. Oy. All right, Saturday the 16th, mostly chill. Mercury will semi-sextile Saturn. That is a minor positive aspect that should see news, conversation, communication, or information rolling in about something that will be a yes and that you will be building starting now or very, very soon. Also on the 16th, the moon will trine Mars, which could see ourselves or others taking some very positive emotional actions. Later in the evening, the moon will square off with Neptune, which could see an emotional dream that doesn't come true, or it wasn't totally what you thought it would be. All right, my loves, we're just breezing through this one. It's kind of a chill week. I mean, there's not a ton of major aspects. It's mostly minor ones, like little bops, little boops, you know? All right, guys, Sunday the 17th. And we have the star aspect of the week as the sun comes to conjunct Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, perceptions, illusions, and delusions. And guess what, guys? A fundamental dream is coming true in a really, really, really big way. Now, keep in mind that this aspect is running for 5 days before and 5 days after, which means it's technically in play as of Tuesday, right? It just, Sunday is the day it perfects and it's at its strongest. So this week, we are seeing a dream coming true, my loves. This could be a new lover, a new job, a promotion, a dream trip, getting a house you wanted, a big deal coming through, a lot of money arriving, you name it. A dream is coming true. Because the sun is involved, that means It's a big one, guys. Later in the day, the moon will trine Venus, and we are in a lovely mood and feeling the need to be close to others. Could make you feel a little frisky as well. So, my loves, that is it for the major, minor, and emotional aspects of the week ahead. And it really feels like, despite the ups and downs of the week, this will be a week of choices that are up that will be directing the directions or firming our commitments to the roads we are traveling. It's a week of level ups to Venus topics of love and money matters as new doors are opening and current situations are elevating to a new degree. Hearts are opening this week, my babes, as big realizations roll in within us that unlock new levels of understandings that set us free to run towards what and who we want. It also feels like a week where we will be getting a little bit of an education about things as more of the story is told that enlightens us on some level. It could be a week where you feel like you're getting little pokes or things don't necessarily go your way. But take a step back and try your best to look at the bigger picture. Often, weeks like this are meant to sort out the details of situations we are involved in that we might not be totally clear on. With a few days lacking any major or minor aspects, I would anticipate that it could be a pretty emotional week ahead. Emotional realizations are set to show up in the days to come that could have you seeing people or situations in a very different light. It's a lot of little steps that will be taken this week that will be cementing the direction we are heading in and who we are heading there with. There is for sure a past element that will be up this week, and I would be careful on how quickly you judge that past if it does pop up for you. I would also be unsurprised if you are shocked by the unexpected reach-outs or unexpected encounters that could shed light on some unknown facts. There's an element of shock and surprise as well in the coming days that, once revealed, could alter your understanding about the road behind and thus impact the road ahead. This week, don't be afraid of the unknown, and don't be afraid of what you don't understand. Just ask questions. Whispers and signs will be in full effect this week, guys, as messages from the other side seem to be showing up in spades. Another great crossroads is coming for many of us out there in the coming weeks, but this week, all the choices we make, all the little steps we take, will be setting the stage for that crossroads to arrive shortly. There will be some more letting go, which is a little bit of a trend that many of you have been facing already this year. But as we are asked to release that which is no longer serving us, do your best to understand that what is being removed now is simply making room for what's about to come in. The coming weeks and months ahead will be unlocking doors to roads that you haven't even fully imagined could open for you. These doors will open, which open, will usher in a new beginning that will quickly have you realizing that what you lost has fully been replaced. Don't be afraid to release, my loves, because letting go of what is no longer serving us is the sweetest of actions we can take. Release to unlock the future that's about to arrive. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great week, guys, and I'll talk to you next Monday. You got this. I believe in you. Bye.